Have you all been missing me? I've been missing you. I mean, I've been missing the idea of talking to you because I don't see you when you're listening. Unless you listen right in front of me, which I've had people do. Anyway, it's the last Your Daily Lex of 2024. Here we go.
Your Daily Lex.
So it's been an exciting Hanukkah season for me. Among other things, I got an AeroPress, and that's a thing for prepping coffee. And initially I had it on my wish list. And then Lauren was like, you don't want that on your wish list because you have to have disposable filters for it. And then I mentioned to a friend, yeah, I was going to get one, but you have to use disposable filters. And that friend, I think it was Brian Warren. It was Brian Warren, was like, no, you don't have disposable filters. You can get a reusable metal filter instead. And I was like, oh, I'm putting it back on my wish list. And I want that thing too. And then I actually ordered it for myself because it went on sale. And then I gave it to Lauren to give me, which she did. And I might abandon the Keurig entirely. Like, I still have a bunch of pods, and I have a bunch of pods that had been on Subscribe and Save. But I've been slowly letting those Subscribe and Saves cancel because I'm really enjoying the AeroPress. I like the little process of it. And Brian Warren's been kind enough to send me a video of him doing some stuff with it. So we'll see. I don't know. What else? So I talked about this a little bit on Mastodon, but you know, there's this game Balatro that people have loved. The first people who I heard talk about Balatro were the hosts of Hello from the Magic Tavern, who send out a newsletter each month to their Patreon supporters, of which I'm one. And they talked about how they were playing it on different consoles. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll play it if it ever comes to the iPhone. It came to the iPhone. I tried it out. I was like, well, this is not for me. But I thought Liam might like it. So I showed it to Liam. He loved it. He's played it all the time. And then it's like, Daddy, I really think you would like it. I'm like, no, I really don't like it. He's like, no, I really. So I'm playing with him a little bit. And I played for a while. And then I hated it. And it put me in a really bad mood, actually. And I had to take Sarah somewhere. I think I took Sarah driving, which has been another fun thing. And Sarah's like, what are you grumpy about? Like, I just, Liam made me play that Balatro game. And I told him I would, but I hated it. I hated every second of it. And now he came home and he was like, you should try some more. So I tried some more because I wanted to be a good dad. I promised him 10 rounds of the game, which I played. And now I love the game. Oh, he was right. And he was trying to say, maybe you're wrong about everything in life. And I'm like, no, what the lesson is here is that I am open-minded and I was willing to try because you really believed in it. So there you go. The point is I'm great, right? The point is I'm great.
It's been more than 2 hours. My computer is feeding back everything I say. Maybe you can hear some of it on the recording. I'm not going to check. I'm too old for that. Oh my God. I'm desperate to fix this problem. Please stay tuned. I have lost all of my thoughts. There we go. I fixed it. So there have been updates to Logic that I don't appreciate about how it handles real-time monitoring. Anyway, it's been a long time since I was recording this episode, and I think I was ending with how I'm great for my Balatro decision. But the biggest problem now is all I want to do is play Balatro all the time. It's one of those things where when you play a game a little bit too much, then when you go to sleep, like your brain is still thinking about it, like you sort of see Balatro in front of your eyes. I'm having that right now. Anyway, it's New Year's Eve. I hope you have a great New Year's and a great new year. Yeah. I mean, I think 2025 has the deck stacked against a little bit, hashtag Balatro, but we're going to do the best we can. All right. All right. I'm going out for New Year's, which I never, ever do. So that'll be fun. And hopefully I won't get killed by a drunk driver on my drive home. Anyway, what a fun year of Your Daily Lex it's been. Man, who would have thought when I restarted doing this podcast that I would keep doing it? And I really have. So way to go, all of us. Goodbye. That's it.
Lex.